This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
On my park, I live in wood. In my hood, call it book. Everybody want a ball. Holla ball at the mall. Look, watch a ball. Nigga, I can't go with y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I was living by Mercedes. Coming down to see the day. No matter why it pay me.
Now what y'all know
about them Texas boys? Coming down in candy toys, smoking weed and talking noise. No, we ain't in the cheese. We be big pimpin' on BLADs. We be big pimpin' on PATs.
All right, let's commence. Give me some shit, man. Make some everything. Since we be pimpin' all in.
Keep it lean up in my cup. You got
and
to.
Think about how many songs that one verse has created. Think about how many times that part of that or either that
been
verse
sampled.
Is used as
smoking
a hook for
something. Smoking hot, pulling up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even he used it, but other people definitely used it. Yes.
I like when they redid that. Draped up and drooped out.
No, what I'm talking about. Lil Kiki.
Dakota Sample still tipping on 4-4. Riding on 4-4, yeah. Still tipping on. That shit hard.
The first time I seen Mike Jones' video was on Uncut.
Which video?
It was that, they still used to play tipping. That shit late, yeah. They
oh, that's when you saw that one.
Yeah, still tipping late.
Well, Uncut had some classics, man.
Classics.
Even the songs we didn't like, the video was still entertaining as hell.
Oh, man. I'm trying to kick it tonight.
That video looked like it was shot in 1993.
Smell me what it
smell
like.
What
are you doing? Bro, that shit, I was like, bro, I ain't know what was real and what wasn't, bro. But them all was songs that was real that people that shot their video for and just sent it in, huh?
That hour used to go by so quick, though.
Yeah, man, some of the videos were long as shit, too.
For real.
Tip Drill was 15 minutes.
Man, that shit was a BET docuseries.
Man, Tip Drill was about a 14-minute video. Am I bullshitting?
That shit was long.
They had a long version.
You know what video long as hell? Jaheim first video. It could be.
Because they have a whole story?
Nigga, the whole video, it, like even the little skip part, that shit, all that shit in slow motion. And then the nigga dropped his car to get his car detailed. Then the nigga drive, he ride around the whole city in this nigga car. He never washed the car. Then he come back and just get back to do it.
I gotta go back and watch that shit.
Oh, that video long as hell.
Hell nah.
Jaheim was that nigga, man.
Who else had some long videos?
Sometimes the story works, sometimes it don't.
A long ass video. The original Today Was a Good Day, Ice Cube.
Oh yeah.
That, remember that shit? Cause then he had the one part where he got stopped.
If you put them all together.
Yeah, the
that's whole, a
whole
movie.
Yeah.
Man, nigga.
Ice Cube been making movies.
That Warren G and Nate Dogg Regulate. That was a long ass video.
Michael Jackson had all his videos long as hell.
But you didn't care. You didn't care. That man made a whole movie. Moonwalker.
say this is gonna be me doing just videos.
He always gave you a good
movie. The length of a movie, you gonna sit here and watch it too.
Mike will give you a good dance fight.
He fought himself in claymation.
That nigga got into it with some niggas in Mexico, danced the club up, started throwing bottles everywhere. Broke all the liquor.
Oh, you talking about
Marlon Brando was in there.
Kick him!
Yeah. Right. Rock My World.
That's the one Chris Tucker was in.
Why he in Cuba with Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Hey, man. For real.
If you go back and watch Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel video, it's all Crips in that shit. And then, like, if you look on the wall, it say Crips.
Uh-huh. Nigga, what about Remember the Time?
Well, that's where that picture came from?
Yeah.
The picture they had with Michael Jackson?
It's
a video.
You'll see.
But nobody
see. Go back and watch The Way You Make Me Feel video. And look on the walls.
Remember the Time is his longest video on the Thriller.
You think so?
Hell yeah, they did the same.
No, because he got this other video that is all claymation as long as hell too.
What?
He like a California raisin.
From Moonwalker. That's
remember
Moonwalker.
He got the yeah.
Well,
he turned into a rabbit and shit.
Yeah.
See, y'all niggas didn't watch Free Willy.
Pull over, boy, and get your ticket right.
That's what they say on that bad, bro. That's what he said.
Mike got hits that don't nobody even talk about.
The Free Willy song.
Won't you just leave me alone? Remember that shit?
Man, leave
me alone. He made the video about the tableau.
The Elephant Man. It had the Elephant Man bones. Tap dancing.
But yeah. Hey, man.
All right.
Mike been that nigga.
This ain't the Michael Jackson album. But that's another show. There you go.
Some kind of way he always come up.
Yeah.
We show Mike much love over here. We in this bitch talking shit. One more time.
Because Mike was fucking with new artists coming up. Who would you like to see him collaborate with right now, though?
Gooch.
Man, he would.
That shit awkward as fuck, though. I thought you were going to say Future and Thug.
Gooch.
He would have been got with Gooch.
I know.
Eventually. Man, that studio session be fun as a motherfucker. So Mike going to let him.
I think Mike would have got cool with everybody.
Yeah.
He would have been in the Taylor gang. Jet life. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Everybody would have gave Mike a chain.
Man. Mike would have been 4PL.
He would have fought Lil Baby?
Hell yeah.
He would have did it.
Man, him and Lil Baby would have some shit so hard.
Ooh.
Lil Baby gonna ride.
Put it together, what it be?
Man, that should
be. It sound like what Mike song and what Lil Baby song.
But the thing is, the shit go together so perfect.
Lil Baby flow over Michael Jackson beat, DJs make that happen.
But you, this the part that's gonna fuck him up. Mike can copy anybody flow. So he gonna do Lil Baby shit better than him. He probably would have jumped on at least one of them DJ Khaled tracks too.
Yeah, just a little mild tone hook. He did something with Freddie Gibbs.
That's what I'm saying. He would have freaked it. He would have put like Freddie Gibbs and Trick Daddy and SZA on that bitch.
I don't see him fucking with Trick.
Shit.
Yeah, why not?
You crazy as hell.
Mike definitely sing along to Cause I'm a Thug.
I think every day.
Mike definitely will sing along.
Oh, he gonna slow it down.
All day, every day. I just seen you on no now, nigga.
Oh, he would have bit that shit with the beat by.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Said you don't know.
He dancing with the shit. What? Killing that shit.
How you go?
You don't know. You don't know. Yeah,
Mike singing Thug Holiday would have been the most beautiful shit you ever heard.
Oh yeah, that's the way.
Oh shit.
Man, Mike would have fucked some shit up, man.
Oh no, man.
He having a little fight dance scene.
Man, that nigga still hitting that mic shit.
You remember, but Marvin Dixon, he in the bathroom, right?
What?
In the you don't know that video, and the dude come in dressed like Mike. Then you could just
Mike. Telling you, man, he would have fucked that up.
Doing now. In the places that I'm in. So is Trick still on the song, or he just doing remakes?
Man, it'd be an honor for Mike to take your shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, how would Trick come after that? He got to bring that shit, dude.
Oh, Trick very creative. Right. He would have found a way to make that shit hard. Telling you, bro.
Yeah, Trick would have freaked it definitely.
Yeah, after Mike did all that, here gonna Trick. Put my thumb all in your butt.
You talking about eat a booty gang, Trick.
He still gonna be freaking, bro. He gonna be.
I'm pulling out with my ass. Put dick on in your line. You know what I'm
saying? Pussy with the legs up, then blow it all in your butt.
That's his favorite part.
And when Mike come back, still with it.
No, no, now. No, now.
So the nigga both stay in their lanes, boy, and the music just beautifully.
I'm telling you,
together.
Man, Michael Jackson is a musical genius. There's nothing he can't do, man.
Alright, I'm with you, bro. I just had to see it like you done broke it down now. See.
Oh, you had to see it.
Oh boy.
Oh, you had to see it.
Hey man, welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Is this your uncle who did a little time for a Dope Charge favorite show to watch?
Just a little time.
You don't know who this podcast is for? Niggas who went to court and got the charges dismissed.
And walked out that bitch like George Jones.
Yeah, he ran down the steps.
That's how you
were. Went back to the hood bragging like a motherfucker.
Ran down the steps like Willie Dynamite.
20 years, I told him to cry and shit. Take that shit to trial.
You a liar, they lost their paper, nigga.
Shit got dismissed, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, that traffic ticket.
Yeah. It's for everybody whoever drove to court for a suspended license ticket.
Nigga drove. And pleading this case.
Hey man, that wasn't me. That should be the first thing they probably ask a nigga. How did you get here? The bus. What bus? What line?
Ain't no bus out here. Lock his ass up.
It was a church bus.
You ain't caught. We the county. You ain't even had a bus line.
Ain't no bus. Hey man, how did you get here this morning? I've been here since last night.
I got a hotel.
Nigga sitting there with the keys in his hand. Your Honor, I did not know.
The motherfucker asked me a question, they done got out the car at the same time.
Did I see you in the parking lot?
This the type of show this is, man.
You gotta think you lie out, motherfucker. Be trying them little, hey man, when that pressure on.
Nah, man. What people gotta do is they gotta stop messing people lie up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first way people ask you if you lying. They just keep asking you questions. So when you said,
let you just keep digging a hole.
Now, what time was this?
You know you done fucked up, right?
Say,
you know you done fucked up, right?
So when was this supposed to happen? Oh. Okay.
That's how they get you, though.
Hey, man. You got to watch people out here, man.
And then come back a month later. Bro, do you remember when you told me? Nah, I was drunk. I don't know. Nigga blame a lot on the drunk shit to quit.
Hey man, drunk motherfuckers is the worst, bro. One night my cousin called me about 3 o'clock in the morning. He like, "Lo, man, get up. My friend bring some hoes over there, man. They follow me from the club."
Now bringing them over here.
Oh no.
No, he stayed by me.
Oh.
So I was goddamn, I was just gonna go unlock his door.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, I get over there. This nigga say, I was like, what the hell was that? This nigga say, man, I drove so fast, I drove off and left him home.
Stupid.
Like, nigga, you ain't even think this lie out.
Bro, what if you were ready to see which hoe you was gonna chew?
Nigga, I don't never trust nobody to bring you no hoe. The motherfuckers don't know what kind of hoes you like.
It's an obligation. If a nigga come with them hoes, they all working together.
Yeah.
They all in cahoots.
I think
which
you got
you like? None of these bitches.
I think you gotta get your own. You gotta bring your own hoes.
These scallywags out of here, man.
Don't hook me up. Cause now you gotta cut the friend off.
What'd he do?
Brought the wrong kind of hoe.
Right.
You gotta be self-sufficient. That's the message in this.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be able to exist in the ecosystem.
Bro, but that's the common saying when you see your buddy, like, man, where the hoes at? Like, you gotta say
you that. Really should stop asking that.
But it's just, I don't really want him to tell me where the hoes at.
The nigga
just,
who asked that always be the nigga who don't never have nothing to say when the hoes are actually there.
Nigga get quiet.
Nigga
in
get quiet.
Well, here they are. Do something, nigga.
But nigga, you at every goddamn day.
The hoes been wanting to meet him.
So this your friend who be asking about us?
It's seven niggas. She ain't gonna say shit. Hoes. Don't call them hoes.
Nigga, y'all hoes? They like, yes, we hoes. We gotta chat it on.
But this is the crazy part.
I ain't think you were gonna bring them for real.
The women say when they go to the club and there's a lot of dudes, they say the same thing. Like, it's a lot of hoes in here. That's just everybody's shit.
Yeah. So they address niggas as hoes.
I'm not saying hoes
and hoe ass niggas.
Not like individual hoes. I'm just saying, like, I guess hoes is just, that's how we count a group of people.
Yeah.
Some hoes in this house. They were talking about everybody.
But it's kind of specific.
With that song?
Yeah, like, I'm just saying, hoes. This is a general statement.
It could be people.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Hoes equal people.
People are hoes.
People equal hoes.
One to one. Them Yin Yang Twins, they had a good run with that music shit. I remember that music going crazy.
Hoes make you think of Yin Yang Twins?
That's where your mind goes.
What's a why you twerk?
You got some action off that?
Nah, well, a few little booty shaking dances at the skate ring. I never skated. I just used to go get my little dance.
You can't skate?
Well, that was chose to do that. That's
that was
just
like
my
the strip
thing.
Club for young niggas.
Yeah, the skate ring. Fifth grade, we had school spirit.
It was the teen club. It was close to the teen club. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You was out there in them streets early.
Well, yeah, but I just did what I had to do.
What age was this?
I was in fifth grade. We had school spirit night.
Oh, so that's about 10. You remember the night or 11?
Yeah. So we went to Spartan.
You got a little action.
10 or 11?
No, I wasn't fucking then. I was just getting danced on.
If nobody said you
bringing
this
up,
man.
Why you
brought up the music?
You said Yin Yang Twins, and somehow we get to this weird ass story. You in fifth grade? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, them kids blew the weed on you, didn't?
Nigga asked me what I was doing, bro.
Nigga, get the weed. I was in fifth grade. What happened, man? We used to go to skating, man.
Nigga just started snitching.
Man.
Yin Yang Twins.
I went having sex. I did touch a girl coochie one time. Man, y'all hot. Y'all hot?
Bro, we were talking about Yin Yang Twins. So you asked me, did I get action off the song? I said no.
I said that, but
man, I'm just going to cover my ears back up because the shit you talking, I don't even want
to
hear.
All right, go back to the Michael Jackson trick.
I wanted to hear this nigga tell us the plot of ATL.
Not because it was getting
there. That's what I wanted to hear that nigga do. I wanted to let that nigga's lie unfold.
I'm getting there. Guess what? You was living with your uncle Junior.
And then I snatched the necklace back from the bitch.
Man, go ahead.
That was it, bro. That was the conclusion of the story.
So one night in fifth grade, you got lucky. That was what you telling me.
I ain't get laid in fifth grade.
I know you didn't. I said you got lucky.
Oh. Well, no, I was getting danced on. I was a man in fifth grade. So
how was you the man in fifth grade?
I had came in second in the spelling bee.
Don't nobody give a fuck about second place.
And then I had...
Who beat you?
Who said you was the man?
That what the school said, shit.
The school?
They let me do the announcements on some Fridays.
Who beat you though? And then the other kids do the announcements too, right?
Yeah. They was in your grade.
Stop acting like you fucking special.
Somebody in your class beat you?
Nah, he went in my class. They was in fifth grade, though, as well.
Oh, so you was number one in your grade?
Nah, in my class.
Oh.
You know you had different classes in fifth grade.
But you was the shit in your class.
In the whole school, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to West Plain Elementary.
Oh, okay.
What's up? What you was known for?
You brought the fifth grade up. Now we're going to ask you.
Well, since y'all inquiring, I played Scrooge in our Christmas play.
You did a good job.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, so did this
You
now.
Do a good job?
Bro, an excellent job. Proud My teacher told me then, she said, I don't know what you want to do, like, career-wise, but you a star.
Your teacher told you that? What's the teacher's name?
Miss Gant.
Look Ms. at Gant. The camera, give her some.
Thank you, Miss Gant, and look at me now.
What?
She watched this
show. Miss Gant, you were so very wrong.
But what am I looking at?
Wrong again.
Yep. You sure know how to pick them, Miss Gant. What I'm looking at?
She called this shit. She knew what I was here. She watched this too.
No, she you where she thought you was bro. Going.
You don't.
Man.
Got to reinforce it. Can't tear a nigga down without building him up.
This shit just crazy. So look, I had to do the play three times because I had to.
Yeah, encore performance.
Yeah, so I had to do it for the parents the night before. That's the PTA meeting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then the day after, kindergarten to third grade, I had to do the play, and then fourth and fifth. So I was noticing, I was like, I don't want to keep doing the same line. That one I chose to improv a little bit and take it on my lead. Like, so the lines, they were like, damn, he going off the top. He didn't do the same shit earlier.
Fucking up
yeah,
the play.
You didn't stick to the script. That's no, what you mean?
No, I didn't know who
you was
coming.
You just made the shit up as you went along. Bro. What you had Scrooge saying?
Each performance gets better and better.
Do you know people were skipping school, skipping class in elementary? No, that shit wouldn't happen. But they were skipping to come to that play.
Oh, he giving himself way too much credit now. Like a damn third and fourth grade teacher ain't gonna notice six missing 9-year-olds.
You think they skipped? The teacher brought him in there.
Bro,
the teacher brought him in and left. This nigga like, oh man, that whole class skipped
eight.
For me.
They are eight.
So look.
You think they gonna skip that shit and miss lunch? Come on, man.
You know, at the end of the play, so everybody come out and get they, you know, they clap it up for who played who. Nigga, they said, my name for Scrooge. Oh my God.
That's when you got it.
Nick. Boy, it was like a whole fucking eruption. All them fucking cafeteria chairs. Boom, 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 boom.
That's when you got your name.
Crazy. Nav.
What the fuck that got to do?
I don't know, man. You brought this shit up.
No, I feel you because I ripped the play in fifth grade.
What was your play?
Wizard of Oz.
Who were you, the wizard?
I was the wizard.
That makes perfect sense.
I talked in a grown man voice as a little kid.
As fifth grade.
I talked like in a grown man, scary voice, like a deep voice. And when I came out, everybody went crazy because they thought they knew it was a grown man.
But it was you.
Yeah. They was like, yeah, it was like the wizard being revealed.
Damn, you could tell who went in the fifth grade play.
Who?
And shit, evidently you, nigga, we got stories.
Well, I wasn't in no fifth grade play.
Oh,
I know his story. We was getting ready for the state exam in fifth grade. Y'all in school trying to go to performing arts class, you know.
You went into
it might have been fourth, but now that I think about it. Yeah, but, yeah, because fifth grade I don't think was too cool. No, wait a minute, fourth grade was some bullshit. Fifth grade was all right.
It's just stuff I wish I would have got more into coming of age, though, for real. I would have been on the chess team, debate team, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, man, we got to start doing more stuff.
Yeah.
It's all right, you can get money for some of that stuff, too. A lot of that stuff. I think that's why all the British actors be kicking our ass.
Nigga.
Cause they got little programs. They got like after school programs for the arts.
They
gotta
bring back bootleg movies.
Yeah.
That's why ain't no actors being groomed.
What's your favorite bootleg movie?
Like the
My favorite bootleg movie is My favorite low budget movie of all time is Who Made the Potato Salad? Mm. That shit's so goddamn funny. And Black Screen Break. No, that's the one with D-Ray and Jaleel White, Clifton Powell.
Okay.
That nigga's cold.
Man, that whole movie funny as hell.
Clifton Powell, he dope as fuck.
Shout out to Coke Daniels. Coke Daniels made that shit.
Yeah.
But it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers in there, and the movie funny as hell. That's one of my favorite.
Low budget.
Yeah, low budget joints. And I, like I said, Black Spring Break. Fat Beach was a classic.
Fat Beach was good.
Nigga,
I was thinking
the bus,
three strikes.
What's that bus shit?
Get on the bus?
No, they went down to Miami for like spring break. Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cold motherfucker there.
Nigga, low budget shit. Yeah.
I done seen damn near every black movie.
Tripping?
Hell yeah.
Tripping.
The nigga was
hell
sitting
yeah.
there
tripping.
Daydreaming all the motherfucking time.
Tripping.
Even go back to that Marlon Wayans shit, The Sixth Man.
Mm-hmm.
Senseless.
Yup.
The Black Knight.
What else? Low budget shit was good. Mm. Now, if you want to go low budget, there's some shit out there.
Oh, Snoop Dogg low budget movie. The East Side is a classic.
Mm. There you go.
That movie from Detroit, Buffs.
I was just about to say Buffed Up.
Would y'all count State Property?
Have you ever seen this movie called Grandma's Foot?
Hell no.
It's one of them low budget ass movies. It's about the grandma, she got some nasty ass cut on her foot. It's a comedy parody type movie. It's stupid as hell, but I watched it. Yeah, I got the hookup. I'm about it. You got to say I'm about it.
I'm about it.
What's the one with Silk the Shocker? The blue one.
Hot Boys.
Yep.
It don't seem like it now, but Shotas.
Yeah, that
low
was
budget.
That's a classic low budget. Mm-hmm. Shit, paid in full then.
Yeah.
Nigga, Janky Promoters.
Yeah.
That shit funny as a motherfucker.
That shit ain't even really just end like that. It just kind of went off.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, Jesus did before.
Amen. Would you consider All About the Benjamins or that's black?
No, hell no. That was some money.
But I'm saying it's like, would you say, oh, all right, they can't consider that one.
You saying low budget or indie?
Okay, well, yeah, indie. We'll keep it like that then.
Yeah. They had a budget for that motherfucker.
I done seen a damn near all them. Yeah, I said
he
three
said
straight. All them black movies that be in the
we said the Wash?
$3 being at Walmart. The Wash.
Yeah.
Would that could be considered one?
Yeah.
It seemed like it had a little money behind it, but it's low budget.
Low budget.
I feel like it is.
Baps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baps is a classic. Shit, nigga, I watched, you remember the HBO movie, Strapped?
I think so.
That sounds
with Fredro Starr and Bukin Woodbine and
that.
They were selling the guns and shit, or trying to.
If we do that, we gotta do New Jersey Drive.
Hell yeah.
Blue Hills Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, Lackawanna Blues.
Yeah.
That's a good ass one.
Idlewild County, no?
Nah.
That's a major.
Yeah.
No major.
It's okay.
Killer Season.
They had a rollout.
Killer Season.
Killer
crazy.
Season was good.
Killer Season is crazy.
State Property.
He said them.
Oh, okay.
And they have said it.
Media Man.
Choices,
hell yeah.
I did a cartoon thing about Meteor Man. Watch that shit. It's High Movies.
Yeah. That was dope.
Shit, boy.
We gotta get more black cinema out, man.
I'm high. It's a dope movie. What'd you say?
Black cinema? We gotta get some more black cinema.
Let's do something.
Man, niggas ain't got all these cameras. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we do. We got them. We need to go shoot a motherfucking movie.
Got the best editing style.
What's another good low budget shit? Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Dolomite. All of them black exploitation ones though account.
What I'm thinking about, I can't, what's...
Man, what's the shit Bankroll had did?
I don't know the name of it.
But yeah, that was a good one too.
Fresh.
Fresh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That motherfucker had a young Samuel in that motherfucker.
And
he was old.
What's that dude's name? The Spanish dude? Juan, John Paul? Or?
Oh, Giancarlo.
Yeah, Giancarlo, whatever. He dope, though.
About Booty Call.
Booty Call?
Okay. Nah, that one.
That one too major.
Hey, but if you're gonna do that one,
you know another movie that was funny that didn't do good though, that Jamie Foxx, that Held Up movie where the nigga got trapped in the gas station.
Yeah, we need some more good movies, man. We need some more good black movies. You know what? They ain't even gotta be good. Let the people decide.
Yeah,
some of that shit motherfuckers be like, that ain't good. And some of them movies you enjoy like a motherfucker.
Them be the ones that you watch reason. All the time though, because it's just sometimes you can't afford them shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one.
You can't. Can't necessarily. I don't know. I guess it'd be a B-list movie though.
Yeah. It was low budget, but it was a good one. It had a good, good storyline, all that.
Mm-hmm. I can't say that one. It's a lot of them though, man.
Man, why they fired a mama because he stole?
I don't know. I guess they thought she put him in place or something. I've been watching a lot of them black movies on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man, it's this movie about this lady. The movie called Dirty Gertie from Harlem. So she like this lady real fine, right? But she just be drinking and cussing and smoking and acting like a man. And then you have to watch it. I don't want to fuck it up, but it's interesting. That lady look good as fuck on that movie though. You know, and it's a black and white movie.
You know what's crazy? I was like, this a little wild. You know what I'm saying? The inevitable defeat of Mr. and Pete.
Oh, that's good as fuck on Netflix. The black boy with the Asian kid.
Man.
The mama.
Brother, go in the bathroom and give some gully ocious to pay for their food.
And the son called him
and he come back to eat the food and the little Asian boy staying with him. The little Asian boy is like, I'm full. I don't want. And the little boy
said,
like,
well, you eat this shit.
You go eat
my mama sucking dick.
I didn't eat it. It was cold, dog.
What's it called?
Mr. and Pete.
The inevitable defeat of Mr. and Pete.
Yeah, I don't say all that other shit. I just say Mr. and Pete.
Get you some words. Get you some words. Yeah, just
yeah, she in that. She played a mama, don't she?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
I got another good low budget movie. Posse Ride.
I'm gonna get you sucker.
I'm gonna get you sucker.
What, Boys in Hood count as low budget?
Nah, that's John Singleton.
That was his first one though.
He still had a budget though.
Oh, okay. Don't Be a Menace is mainstream at that point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you sucker is not though.
Hollywood Shuffle.
That's definitely one.
Hell yeah.
Paper Soldiers.
Oh man, all the 70s black, the Paper Mac. Soldiers.
Hey, oh, Paper Soldier's funny as hell.
Funny as a motherfucker. Yes, when Benny Single
was Smokey
whooping
was
that
funny
nigga
as
ass.
Hell in that bitch. He was the funniest motherfucker in there.
Smokey Swagger is killed.
Oh, Max Julian did just that.
Oh, yeah. Max.
It's a lot of good low budget black movies.
You know what they said? I think you said the shit. You saw how Twitter done took the shit. You know they be running off with shit we be saying. You know this, right? They be running off with shit you be saying. Turn that shit into something else.
The LL Cool J shit.
No, not even that one. The Florida Evans.
Oh.
Talking about how she the worst.
She was.
TV mom.
She kept them ever. In the hood 30 extra years.
Ever. You been saying this, though.
Yeah.
She was the real villain.
This some lack riding talk.
Man, ever since we were talking about LL Cool J saying they call him Big Ellie.
That shit all over Twitter now.
Man, yeah, they like, LL Cool J was a terrible person right in front of our ass.
Right.
They showing the nigga videos when he was getting a haircut with a hat on.
This nigga played a girl leg like a guitar. Nigga was at a peep show eating fruit. The nigga was in the motherfucking waterfall with jeans and a FUBU hat.
And nobody said
this
shit.
Man, this shit, bro.
In the House was a horrible ass sitcom.
You ain't like it? Wasn't you a little boy? No, you was from Moesha.
Man, fuck you.
That nigga told the girl in her song, her man drink too much and smoke too many blunts. On Hey Lover.
Yeah.
Hey who?
On Hey Lover.
He was Dirty Mackin. That's what he even said it.
They say him and Jamie had got the hit on.
They did.
Yeah, they did. That's a good.
Yeah, good little story. He said the nigga went snap out of character.
Hey man.
You got to be a cold ass nigga. Don't snap out of character. You chilling.
Don't take much.
You not even on set today, nigga. Chill.
What are you doing? You have no scene.
Gotta have that mindset.
He just up there to regulate some shit.
That nigga did the joke. Jamie Foxx did the joke about the shit on the special.
Yeah, he'd have told a couple different times.
Yeah,
funny. We got a game today. What? What the fuck? We don't. We got a scene today.
They said Buddy kept slapping him, like trying to get him geeked up. You know, like slapping him in the head or something. Hey man.
Chill out.
Don't do that move, no more.
That move, bro, man, the camera not even on. Point for you to keep slapping me, nigga. We not gonna win no Oscar. Don't slap me like that no goddamn more.
Hey, man, I told you. Stop fucking tapping to me, man.
We on the same
nigga,
side.
Nigga, we on the same team. You better hear me the ball. Why the fuck are you tackling me, you son of a bitch?
Bro, why are you going full speed?
This nigga out there getting real penalty horse collar.
Hey man, see if you can get LL attention. Yo L. Yo L. Oh, yo, I don't answer to that. Man, they call me Big L.
Been saying that, bro.
Yeah.
I knew he was a bad person when he told everybody. Forget Oreos, eat Cool J cookies, and never drop no Cool J cookies.
It was in the work. It fell through at the last minute, though.
What's his best song, Loaf?
I'm Bad. Nigga came right
over
out.
Oh, Rock the Bells?
Yep. No rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle-bound man and put his face in the sand. That's big, tough, bully shit right there.
Mama said, knock you out. He had that too.
That song off. And you know it.
I ain't say it was good. I'm good.
That nigga had a boxing ring in his basement.
You like it.
I hate that song. You know I hate that fucking song.
You like it, bro.
Don't call it a comeback.
That's exactly what it is, though.
Nigga, you ain't been on in a minute. You ain't dropped shit in a minute. I mean, you still you. What you want us to call it? A return?
The return.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years, but you stopped.
Big Ellie.
You've been
sequel.
Gone for years.
You've been gone for a little minute. You did 6 seasons in the house.
When Mike did a song with LL.
Hmm? Michael Jackson.
Yeah, when he did a song with LL.
They have one, don't. No, I'm just playing.
I don't know. I don't think he would have. Mike don't really be in New York like that. He would have definitely got some in with Dr. Dre.
For sure.
And Ice Cube probably would have wrote him something hard.
I know him and Nipsey and YG would have did something.
Him and Nipsey would have went crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would have been crypt out, too. Him, Nipsey, OT Genesis, and Snoop Dogg.
Mm.
Mm.
Bro, Mike was in the game a long time. Ain't nobody ever tried.
You know why?
Yes, they did.
Who?
His daddy. He got tried his whole life.
Only motherfucker that ever crossed him.
Hey, you see?
He can take that beat and he can take A.
You never know.
What if Mike made all that shit up? What if he was the bully? Like, what if he used to beat up Joe and shit?
He was slapping the shit out of Joe.
At some point, right, he Joseph. Probably did.
Yeah, after he got enough money, like, man, I'm the man of this motherfucker.
Because, I mean, look at this shit, Mike Ward. Ain't nobody going to try you if you got two motherfucking belts with diamonds on.
Yeah.
Two? And they not even, like, through the loops. They just on your hips.
Mm-hmm. You dress like an admiral.
Hey, man, nobody even gave Mike flack for the shit he did. He wore two fucking carpal tunnel gloves and didn't even need them.
At all.
He didn't even have carpal tunnel.
That's crazy. Lose. He did pull some shit together. I think that shit was some bullshit if you look at it close, though.
How in tune do you gotta be as a grown man to faint when Michael Jackson started moonwalking?
You like would have fainted.
Oh, Michael! You say,
nobody thinks they gonna faint.
But I know you can stop yourself. Like
nobody, no. Once it happens, fast, bro. It just come over you.
Nah.
That's how they talk to you afterwards.
So after you faint, would you have been mad?
You ain't gonna know.
Yeah, you missed the whole
time
show.
You wake up, Michael Jackson gone.
You back, you're not where you were sitting.
Michael Jackson gone.
So you done paid all that money for the time you get up,
it sound like you lying. Man, I seen Michael Jackson. Here he go. We gotta take you to the hospital, man. No, I ain't bullshit. Here you go. How many fingers I'm holding up?
So what he did?
And he walked right up to me, man. Then he jumped back and he started moonwalking. Fell out.
Last thing.
Come on, man, you gotta get in the car. I believe you got a concussion.
Hey, so if you faint at the Michael Jackson concert, nigga just start moving you back so they can get closer.
Yeah. Man, you gotta see the ambulance.
They
you gotta drink
you
a bottle of water.
Yeah. Everybody pass you back peacefully.
They got a little section for people who done passed out.
They anticipated it.
So they got seats blocked off.
Oh, man. And it's any and everybody.
So you got to buy two tickets in case one you faint. They send you to your faint seat.
No.
That's how shit be, man.
You know. They put y'all on top of each other.
See, you brought the Michael Jackson shit back up. I told you.
Yeah, you back to it.
And then gotta talk about Mike.
No, we don't.
Asshole, man.
Hey, that's him. That's him. I'm really coming up in 2022. I'm sitting up in here with two movie stars, man.
Yeah.
You know, you are the people that you hang around.
We you know.
Try to hang around better motherfuckers.
Make sure your light shine bright.
Yeah.
You know? And then you know you get
we know who real in here though.
Ain't nobody realer than you, Lo.
we know who the real ones are.
But like I feel like this shit still all trickles back down to the 85 South Show. Like it's like a big umbrella.
It's an umbrella?
Yeah. This shit like Motown right now.
It's a conglomerate.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the 85 South Show is built on.
Respect my conglomerate.
Yeah, you know. At the foundation of our foundation, it's just a whole bunch of real nigga shit. That's what we built the foundation on. Like, you know, when they build a building, they clear the dirt first. It was like, they cleared the dirt and then they put the real nigga shit, then put the concrete on top of that.
It's similar to an oligarchy.
Yeah.
I could dig.
Yeah. They fucking with this shit in Persia too. All up and through the outbacks.
Shout out my Persia.
The Galapagos Island.
You definitely saw New Zealand check in.
I saw New Zealand in this bitch.
Yeah.
Norway too. Got my Norwegian niggas.
Norwegians.
On this. Yeah. South of France. Small village in the south of France. You know who else watched this? The Native Americans.
Love them.
The chief wanna come on here.
The chief of what?
I forget. I don't know the name of the tribe.
You don't want to disrespect the tribe. Right.
Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong tribe, and then they chief be like, "I will come."
Yeah. So now he done bumped up in front of the other chief.
Yeah, the chief gonna have to come on here and smoke some weed out the peace pipe.
Mm. And talk his shit.
And talk his shit.
You ever been to the I've been to the Indian reservation, and they invite me.
Only
to like
when
come
I went,
kick it with them, but I never
went,
go.
I went one time.
You kicked it with them?
No, I went on there to buy some blunts.
They on the reservation?
Yeah.
You drove on there, they let you go?
Yeah, they let you on there. It's a lot of shit over there.
You just bought where were you at, a casino?
No, I was in Minnesota.
What would be the first international city you would want to hit?
The first international city I would want to hit.
International tour?
Yeah.
Like to do a show?
Yeah, for like the 85 South show.
Shit, London.
Mm.
I go to London with it. Just gotta go to London, bro. I like to go to Africa and do some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Ghana.
Yeah, anywhere in Africa. Mm. Yeah, somewhere over there. Spin the globe and just put your finger down. Wherever that motherfucker land, that's where we'll do this shit at. I do this shit in Kazakhstan. That's where Borat from.
Yeah, that's a real place. Right.
Yeah. High hopes. Hey man, we appreciate everybody who's been watching all that good content on the app.
Appcacular.
What you think of the app, Nav?
I fuck with the app. The live shows look immaculate on that motherfucker.
Man, talk your shit. I gotta grab some pizza again.
Like, bro, I ain't even on, like, on some, man, I think it's past 4K. I don't know the K's, but it's better than 4K.
The K's gonna go up.
Yeah.
They
bro,
up.
What them niggas did with that live show, bro, that shit just... Them niggas got in their editing and production bag.
They got a camera with a real eyeball in it.
I knew it was someone, that nigga... I was coming up to the place, and that nigga Craig was up the street, like 40 miles up the street. And a camera was following the car. And that nigga was getting footage of the sky. In the whole city.
So he just driving a drone.
He just driving a drone. Them niggas got some money in that damn equipment shit.
Who?
85, sir.
Now the crazy part is, have you seen the footage?
The what?
You saw the footage?
Yeah.
What he shot?
Yeah, okay. But he didn't even get that much. He just got the...
He didn't have a lot of...
I don't think he had a lot of battery.
Yeah. Especially when you do it like that. He was zipping in and out of shit.
Hey, Lo, they been killing Rick Ross.
What happened?
Hey, man.
They said the nigga ate some of them Taco Bell wings.
Man, stop. Man,
somebody did put that on the 85.
The meme done went viral.
They got some real wings, though.
How'd he do it? What'd you use?
I don't know.
How you made them?
You gotta be a sick motherfucker to get in that drive-thru and ask for a 10-piece Taco Bell salsa verde wing.
Where the grease at?
I don't
know.
What
you use?
The same grease they brown the ground beef.
Mm-mm. They boil that in water.
Yeah.
In the bag.
They steam that shit. In the bag.
That's it. I don't know how they cooking the wing.
They put that in the bag, bro, in boiling water.
Maybe they got a wing cooker now.
Yeah.
They got an air fryer.
Air fryer, yeah. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Because the wings are obviously already made. They frozen.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't eat.
You already ate one?
No. That's something I wouldn't do.
If they were right here, right now, you wouldn't
eat? But I wouldn't touch them.
That's a smart move.
I don't even eat Taco Bell.
It was a wing shortage. I don't even understand how the fuck Taco Bell got
all
wings.
All of a sudden, you just got wings.
You the last nigga on the list to get wings, bro.
What if they went in and just bought them all out?
They bought them all out. Bought them the market out.
Monopoly.
Wow. Now you got to go to Taco Bell.
You got to come to us, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
and they cheat.
You got to think, Taco Bell done tried everything. They done went into the breakfast game.
That's terrible.
You can subscribe to Taco Bell for $10 a month.
And yeah, they get 30 a taco every day.
You wouldn't get no subscription?
Nah. Now, you know who I would want?
Who?
American Deli.
You want to, you got to.
I wish I could get like American Deli gift cards or some shit.
You can.
You're just too lazy to go get it.
Bro, I'm there. They don't have
them. Did you ask them?
No, I don't. I'm not going to ask. But they did go up on the wings at American Deli, though.
How much are they now?
They damn near a dollar a wing.
That's just preposterous.
So you getting 20 wings, $20?
They'd be like 1987.
That's the damn. That inflation shit real, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to eat out good for $30, $40. Two people now.
Nigga, you could get a steak cheaper than chicken now. Chicken wings, that is.
You might be right.
We ain't know how good we had it.
Man. And then they done gave everybody these food stamps now.
We took chicken for granted.
They been loading their ass up with the pandemic shit. If you got students in, you know what I'm saying, school and stuff, they been loading you up.
We thought we was safe.
Nigga, I took my cousin to the store. Nigga, her receipt, her balance was so long. I think she had like 17,000 worth of stamps.
Did she spend it all?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
She gonna save them, like, if we have Thanksgiving dinner, she bring the, she get the Thanksgiving dinner stuff like that. She save her stamp. She don't even let you buy them.
Okay, so she go crazy. Yeah. When it's time. That's smart.
So, like, if they planning the dinner.
Stop telling all her business. That's enough. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if they planning the dinner, she go ahead and say, I'm bringing two turkeys, and, like, she tell you what she gonna do. And it be good turkeys.
She gonna call you when this come out and be like, don't be on there telling all my motherfucking business.
I ain't say her name.
She know who you talking about.
She know, but you know. The family know too.
How is the family taking your new fame?
They still treat me, you know. They always treated me like the chosen one, Lo. So it's like, it ain't changed.
Niggas just had the best life. I can't
so
believe.
So you was the chosen one in your household.
I can't believe he tricked us into listening to that bullshit ass fifth grade story. I ain't letting that go.
Lo, man, I'm telling you.
Oh.
Next time, I'm gonna send you the footage of my, bro, never mind.
Go ahead. Talk your shit.
I seen one of my buddies, I went to elementary about 5 months ago. That's the first thing he remember.
What?
He said, bro, you probably don't even remember you in that damn Christmas play. I said, I damn do remember.
That was the nigga whole highlight in his school career.
How the fuck I ain't remember? I remember, nigga.
The nigga had 11 other grades.
By the time that nigga got to 8th grade, he like, hey, it's me.
Remember? Nigga, my humbug, baby.
The Ghost of Christmas Past. You don't remember?
Nigga fell off in 7th grade.
Who was your 3rd grade teacher?
You do know me.
Man. I did say that in the play though, by humble.
Yeah, you said it. And you said it, you jazzed it up, didn't you? You said that you hit it, didn't you?
Bro, let me tell y'all one of the highlights. Because they had a narrator on the Christmas play, right? So they were like, as the student comes up and tap Mr. Scrooge on his legs, but I was short in 5th grade. The nigga tapped me, but I looked all down and exaggerated. Nigga, them parents went wild. They're like, this nigga star.
He's gonna eat down to tell this whole story.
I ain't gonna give it too much, but I ain't.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a fuck, man.
Nigga, y'all asking me questions, man. I've been star.
No, but it's funny to watch you go into it.
Well, I ain't gonna tell
you. You really
y'all
think he
though.
Did something?
Yeah, he know he did.
Yeah, I got video.
You got video.
Yeah.
Send it in.
Alright.
Please let's run that.
What is it on? What format?
I gotta figure I know they can. They can figure it out. It's on VHS. Look, now this is the last thing I'm gonna say about the play. Nigga, my mom and dad, we ain't have no camcorder. Somebody else parents recorded. They said, "That's your son?" My mama said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm gonna make sure y'all get a tape." So that's how we got the damn tape. We had no damn camcorder. I appreciate that. That's what's up, bro. Yeah.
So basically, you won a ghetto Oscar.
Yeah. If you want to call it that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, Lo.
How did your play go, Clay?
Oh, man.
Did somebody record it for you?
Hell no. If they did, they were white people. They weren't finna give up.
I would, but I can't.
I cut it off when he came out.
I only got Mary Allison.
Your boys ain't tricked, and they're like, "Oh, he's a nigga." Cut it off.
Cut it off.
I'm not even sure he's in the right grade.
Cause you tall too.
Kind of tall, like, kind of a tall guy to be.
You sure that guy's in fourth?
Wow, so we're putting sixth graders in the play, huh? He should be in big kids school.
Supposed to be playing JV, not in plays.
Wow, sunflower.
Hey, you remember when Will Smith was in, I had to go back like the
second grade.
Yeah, second grade. He was in that play, the tall ass nigga. That's how you were, Clay.
Nah, I wasn't that tall.
Oh.
Not as a kid.
So Los Jean do no acting in school?
Yeah, I just don't remember what it was.
Oh, oh, you one of them niggas on the side. You were.
Yeah. Oh, you was niggas saying you a tree. Yeah. You was a tree.
Background noise.
Didn't have too many lines, huh?
Nah.
It's all right.
Nah, we didn't. I can't even remember. I remember some shit, but I don't know. I don't look
at you now. That's day loss.
It's day loss, man.
Damn, loss.
Picked up on the performing arts later on.
So none of the teachers saw it in you?
What you mean?
Like, I told you how my teacher said, what my teacher said about me.
Man. Okay.
What did they say?
Bro, I'm not finna keep repeating the same story.
He lying.
That's all you doing.
He just told you you ain't gonna be shit.
You the nigga. So the teacher, man, nobody give a fuck. Teachers be wrong all the time.
All the time.
But see, not like.
And niggas be lying about their teachers, too.
Come on, man.
Teacher said you weren't gonna be shit.
Yeah.
She didn't even know you was in her class.
Man, and that teacher ain't told nobody that at 8 o'clock in the morning. Sit down, you little fuck. That's why you never gonna be shit.
Nigga never went to class, so a teacher said he wasn't gonna be shit.
The right. Only way that happened is if your daddy was fucking a teacher and he started fucking with her or some shit. You and your motherfucking daddy, you little motherfucker. That's how you might have got it. But you, that's not just no random shit teachers throw out there.
Have y'all talked to a teacher since y'all been grown? Like, you know, teacher, she got a class and.
Yeah.
Fred, it don't make you think back like, man, them teachers really were fucking back in the day. Like, they had their own life.
They been fucking. They were fucking while you was in their class.
Yeah, but I never thought about it that way.
I always think about shit like that. When I be out and I see people, I be like, they be fucking. That's just petty.
So when you was in a class, third grade, you knew your teacher was fucking?
Yeah, she had a daughter.
So you weren't focused on your multiplication, nigga.
How I get to the fourth grade then?
If you worry about your teacher fucking.
You just really wish you had a better experience than me in elementary school.
Tell us about these other 11 grades.
Yeah. He didn't do shit the rest of the time. Fell off immediately after.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, sixth grade year was a slump. Sixth grade year was a slump because I'm coming off that high from elementary.
Yeah.
So I go to middle school, like, niggas like, who is that? Like, I wasn't used to that.
Yeah, you had to start over.
Yeah, so I had to start over. So they didn't know nothing about my elementary
accolades.
That's
what I'm telling you. See, that's how I know you ain't had no juice. They was waiting on me to get to sixth grade.
From elementary?
Like, you gonna be over next year. Ooh. It been feeling be turned.
Nah, I had to. By seventh grade, I had went on and shook that motherfucker loose. Because seventh grade, I was on every, we did teams in middle school. Like, it'd be A team, B team, C team. So I was on C team at first, the advanced classes. They went on to kick me off.
Yeah.
Not because of academics, because I couldn't. I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, don't. You lying. You fucked up and they kicked you out.
Nah, the teachers, you know how certain teachers will come talking to you a certain kind of way? I'm like, I'm not one of these nerd kids.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a little bitch know straight off top. Like, hey, you ain't gonna handle me like kid. That. Yeah, I'm a regular nigga. I'm just smart. Talking about who talking to him? Bitch, me.
You heard me.
What are you saying?
It makes sense.
Bitch, I got every right to talk like you.
The fuck?
So it was on some shit like that.
Man. Nigga been lit saying fifth grade.
I had a few down years. Had a few down years.
Nah, this bullshit. Had
a few down.
You was a few up.
But fifth grade should have carried you.
See, it
you had the tape.
Yeah, but whenever I couldn't just carry it around.
Yeah, you could have just popped it in. Like one day when they bring in the TV and they like, y'all won't watch. Nah, let's not watch Lee somebody, like me. Let's watch.
Somebody told you this story.
In school, what was your next hit? Did you have any more hits?
Something after the Scrooge?
Yeah.
So eighth grade.
You didn't do no plays?
Damn, you took 3 years off?
Nah, I'm just saying. Wow. I'm saying, Lowe's, like, I ain't gonna say, you know, everybody had them diamond albums. I ain't have diamond album after diamond album. At seventh grade, I went gold.
What you did? What you, so you kept doing plays?
Nah. That's when I thought I was too cool for that type of shit. Like, man, that was elementary shit. They were like, no, now, man, you still nailed the star. I was like, nah, bro, that's not me no more. So eighth grade, did this, eighth grade, people come to the school to do a pep rally for us. So they doing a pep rally. They up there doing something. We need some volunteers to come up here and hype us up. Everybody looking at me. I'm like, man, watch out, watch out. They like, nah. What the fuck so funny? Bro, it's gonna be so many people that went to middle school with me.
Everybody in the auditorium turns, look at this nigga.
Is he gonna go?
Watch out, y'all. Nah.
It's your turn again, Mr. Scrooge.
So you ran your happy ass down there. So what you did? Grade. Started shucking.
Nah, man, you crazy as hell. I won 2 Snicker bar.
It was like a little freestyle, get them out though.
Potato sack race. I
just had the wheelbarrow.
3-legged race. So me and the white boy Dylan, we got a bandana. We joined at the knee.
And we got a rhythm.
He my height.
Right.
About my size.
It was we no moving white all this my school.
Ain't nobody fucking with us.
Right, left, right. We was going.
And you wonder why I don't let y'all niggas get to know me.
You know why.
Y'all niggas take everything for a fucking joke.
So eighth grade, you back on their ass.
Eighth grade, I'm on their ass.
Now your name ringing. Again.
Because you won the sack, right? Because
you knew they was going to jump back on your dick after that.
Yeah, Cat, you been hanging around these niggas too long, too, Cat.
I knew y'all was going to jump back on my dick. Mr. Scrooge back.
Man.
So, eighth grade, then ninth grade.
Ninth grade, I had already, you know, come middle school, high school, they're right there together, so. They already knew me at the high school, but then I leave from North Clayton, I go to Mac. Now I had to reinvent myself, because don't nobody know me on the east side. But look, at this school, my mama already told me, she was like, hey, you got a new start. Don't come over here with this bullshit. Just do what you're supposed to do, get your work, and come home. And that was my plan. I was like, I'm just going to do my work and, like, stay out of trouble. And I'm in Spanish class. I hear some nigga back there roasting. I'm like, these motherfuckers can't be talking about me. I might have turned around class and said, who y'all boy talking about? nigga said, you, like pointing like that. Oh shit. They got to turn around, boop, 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 boop. Spanish teacher called my mama. But them girls like, he funny. And that was it then.
It was a wrap.
Rip the head.
All you needed was the encouragement from your peers.
When them females think you funny, bro. I was walking in the hallway, the girl, like, that's that funny boy in my class right there. So then I was like, what's up? I hit him with a little what's up.
I hate that he had to throw his whole career away at the other school.
Oh, man.
This sound like season two right here.
Yeah.
Nav.
The autobiography.
Fresh start.
They were the fresh start, though, for real.
So ninth grade, the only thing I got going for me is I'm the new guy, right?
I had to reinvent myself.
So I dyed my hair blonde. The Christmas play.
He dyed his hair blonde and his eyebrows.
They ain't know nothing about the Christmas play, bro.
You know, they didn't know. No
they
clue.
They still don't have a clue on that. If they watching this on the east side right now, they probably like,
damn,
that nigga been with the acting shit. I never told them. Cause I don't like to throw my shit in the nigga face.
Go ahead.
What?
But if they would have saw that Christmas tape. Nigga,
go ahead, let's put it out there for the people. Let's get it on the tube.
I want to drop it on the app.
Yeah.
If we could talk. If
that's
we could
what
talk,
you were leading up to.
If we could talk percentages, Los.
See, he always do that shit, man.
If we could talk percentages and license, we'll see.
Yeah.
Because I need to still have ownership, but I want you to, you know, you get
will.
You.
You will. But it will be so small.
You're gonna
I give
him own 97%. Mr. Wonderful deal.
You can't even watch the shit when you want to no more.
You gotta ask me if you can see it.
You gotta just hope I'm watching it. And then I'll let you watch it with me, but you can't ask me to put it on.
Why you a cold nigga? You been hanging around them white folks
nigga
too much.
Fuck you up. Nigga, fuck you a bet. You sure this is the last copy of this? This is the only one. All right. Think our business here is done. Can we see the tape one more time? It's in my possession. So technically it's my tape and no you cannot. Yeah. What you gonna do with the tape? Man. I'm gonna watch it.
Nigga then pop up one day and start critiquing me. Oh nigga, you went all that on that second show.
Oh man, that first show you was at your best. I guess it was fresh to you, but. I can tell you was tired in the third show.
But yeah, it was dope.
That's fun. Just to keep that shit.
Then what happened? That's it? You ain't do shit else in high school?
In high school? What? Minus? Oh, I did the Your Mama show in high school.
Yeah, you were still in high school?
To do it. Yeah, I was still. I was in high school.
You weren't supposed to be out there. Mm-mm. I remember. And then they had a big thing about if you could win. Oh, you couldn't win, right?
Yeah.
It took like about 15 minutes.
They said you couldn't win?
Nah, that I ended up winning though.
I remember that shit.
They said don't tell nobody, you just broke that clause.
Man, it was the company I was hanging around, dumb motherfuckers. They put in their real age.
Damn.
They said, how the fuck is he 19 hanging with all these 17 and 16 year olds?
Yeah, that's giving out for major vibes.
And they asked them, who y'all with? And they was like, that's that little funny dude in my class.
he was the mean Santa Claus. I mean, Mr. Scrooge.
Bro, why do people hang when we gotta talk like that? What you really think of me, dog? Like, how you think the people I hang with talk like that?
I don't know. I just that's the
voice. Is that the voice you chose for my company?
Yep. That's what I heard.
He played the main Santa Claus.
So I'm just hanging around with a fucking slow clay. Oh, that's what you basically saying.
Yeah, that's our friend now.
But I'm like right in the bitch.
They are. I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
I'm high as who though.
It's contributing.
Yeah, they brought out some new lights for this one.
Yeah, this like So tell us more about 11th grade.
You need to lay out on the couch, don't you?
Huh?
You need to lay out on the couch, don't you?
For what?
Get this off your chest.
Get this off my chest like
yeah,
a
where, what is it leading up to?
I guess it, no. This brings me here.
No, I'm just saying. So you basically saying that every year you had to dig deep and find something.
See, me the thing.
See, that's the difference between me and you. I ain't never had to do that. They always knew I was more consistent. You took all them years off. I ain't taking no time off.
Yeah, Loaf. And that's the thing.
I came to school every day on their ass. Whoever could get it.
Thanks.
The teacher.
And bro.
The bus driver.
I think you be forgetting when I give you so much props and credit. But you don't remember none of that.
I don't.
Because I know I'm not consistent. I take time off for me.
I used to start before I even made it to school. When I used to ride the bus to school.
Oh, I was on the bus on their head.
I had the bus driver. This man had to be probably at least 500 pounds. But I knew him outside of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he ran away. You know. Right.
So he used to always like, cut off! Y'all be quiet at that! And I used to always repeat everything. He said, cut off! Y'all be quiet at that!
You ain't give a damn.
I ain't give a fuck.
Oh, you got a real one.
Come back to bring your big ass back
in it. So was he 500 pounds? Like, is he tall and big?
Man,
is he short and big?
He bad built as hell. Literally, this motherfucker 500 pounds, but it's all at the top. Joe Swanson legs.
Oh, no.
Motherfucking legs. They like this. Whether he's standing up or sitting down, motherfucker, like that.
What was that nigga name?
Motherfucker built like one of them, he built like one of them car air freshener trees. What is his name? I ain't gonna tell you his name.
Don't say his name.
I ain't gonna say his name. Because his people gonna be like, you know he didn't pass away. And you shouldn't have been talking about him, and that girl right.
Wait, yeah, he passed away. Ain't laughing that he died, bro. I'm laughing like.
They go hit you.
You don't gotta be saying nothing like that about him at this point. You just need to leave that alone.
Do your little show, but don't talk about my name.
Don't bring him up.
He don't drove a bus for the public school system.
He don't deserve that. What you gonna say if his children hit it?
Oh, shit.
You shouldn't be speaking on people like you do. Everything not comedy.
Don't say nothing
else about it. But just show me how that nigga legs was again.
Oh, man.
Now you know you did not have to say that. You did not have to say that.
Oh. I can't believe y'all.
Man.
Y'all stupid.
I know, man.
Did he ever actually tell your grandma on you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, God, I thought that we were just bluffing.
Hell yeah, he did.
I told y'all I'm gonna tell him.
Boy.
You gotta rip on the bus.
Got to.
Oh, bus was the best love.
Man, I remember I seen a nigga get his ass whooped so bad on the bus, and nobody would stop the fight.
I seen this girl beat up a girl on the way to school, beat her all up under the seats and everything.
Oh, Lord.
That was a terrible
thing. That's the worst place to get your ass whooped on that bus. Because the bus driver's still driving.
When a motherfucker jump over them seats. Bus driver
oh, yeah,
can't
get
do
one
shit.
Of them diving punches.
Yeah.
Especially if you had the bus driver like we had, big fat ass man.
But if you don't connect with that diving punch.
Y'all cut that out back there.
He ain't breaking up shit, is he, though?
Y'all good at that?
Will he blame you and you ain't even got shit to do with it?
Right. Man, I remember we had this white lady bus driver for the longest. She done went to the office to try to get me suspended off the bus because she said somebody came up to her on the bus and told her I said she was a bitch.
She ain't even ask you, did you say it?
She ain't even heard me say nothing like that. She was an old white lady. Man, I had to be about 10.
That why you couldn't be in the damn place? You ain't called the bus driver a bitch. At 10.
They didn't try to suspend me off the bus.
You beat the case though?
Yeah, I beat the case.
Who they wouldn't say who told them. That'd be the crazy part. They never say who told them.
They never say who told them.
But they could take their word.
Bitch trying to get me suspended off the bus.
She probably knew what type of kid Los was, so she automatically believed the shit.
If he didn't say it out of his mouth, he said it in his head.
That sounds like the language that he uses. Mm-hmm. He gets on this bus and he gets back there with those high school kids and they just curse all the way home.
Bitch this, dick that, pussy this.
What age you realize you was a good cusser?
Oh shit, when I was about 4 or 5.
4 or 5 years old?
Yeah.
God damn. What about you, Clay?
I started probably rocking with it about 8, 7, 8. I saw some stand-up comedy about 6. And I started figuring, I was putting them together wrong. So I was like, let me figure out how to get them right.
Yeah, get the cousin
down. I came from a cussing-ass family.
Yeah, my granddad, I learned from him. Nigga, I'm talking about a cold motherfucking cusser.
Nah, she's not so much.
Nigga, like, you don't talk to babies a certain way. Nigga, smooth cusser 1 year old out.
Get that little ugly motherfucker out of here.
You can stop all that goddamn crying, little ugly ass. Get his ugly ass back.
That is the worst, though. Yeah. Ugly baby crying.
Uh-huh.
Loud, too. That's the first thing that happened when a little ugly baby started crying. Hey, who baby that? Where's mom at?
Hey, somebody need to get that baby.
Lo said he was cussing good at 4.
Yeah, I had forgot my Easter speech. And I went up to the front of the church and grabbed the microphone and I said, ah, shit, I forgot my damn speech. Damn, I forgot my Easter speech. What is it? Hold on, let me think of it. Damn, I can't think of that shit. You laughing, it's a true story. Damn, I can't think of
you
this talking, shit.
You talking to the mic.
Oh, shit, I can't remember. Fuck, what is it? Damn. My mom walked all the way from the back of the church, all the way up there and got me and walked my ass out of there.
What the fuck did she say to you, Lo?
Man, I'm tear your ass up. That was the threat.
Wild that was my mama's favorite. Ask where you get some shit from.
That was my mama's favorite threat right there. I'm gonna tear your ass up.
Where you get all that goddamn cussing from?
That's real shit, though.
What the fuck you think?
I been cussing the whole time, though. Curse words.
You always cuss as a little kid with nobody around. Fuck.
No, I used to get cursed all the time in front of people.
You didn't give a fuck?
Never.
Just disrespectful little kid.
It's hell. Fuck you, you ugly ass bitch.
Yeah, he was talking about they lied on
it. I didn't do that one though.
Yeah, they got she saw you do it to somebody else. She like, that bitch look like
my
me.
My reputation preceded me on that one. Cause even when that's my funny. Folks heard it, they were like, your ass did that shit. That lady ain't lying on you. I'm like, yes, the fuck she is. See, that's the shit I'm talking about right there.
Man, you know what funny nigga, bro?
What?
I seen your uncle on the 85 South, on the Facebook, on the Facebook page.
What'd he say?
Somebody was like, man, Los probably got a cool ass uncle. That nigga said, yeah, I'm right here.
He damn sure did. All my family done joined the group. They be on there defending everything.
Bro, man, that 85% of Facebook page, man, they live in their own world. They got, man, they done turned this shit to a scripted series. Like, they...
All the questions they be having on there. I wonder what's Clayton got going on. He doesn't really say too much about himself. Like, man, if you gonna stop overthinking this shit, I wonder why they never let J-O-N talk. Ooh, nigga, nobody told him to be quiet. He chose this life.
Nigga, they got they done started where they gonna be doing trivia, giving out 5 pieces of 85 South merchandise if you get the trivia right. I'm like, who is funding this establishment they got going on? They got their own budget over there.
They got a budget.
They got a budget.
So they got 85 South trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
They say shit like, what year did Clayton English graduate, FAMU?
No, they don't.
I'm not bullshit.
He got shit like that.
No, they don't.
All right.
What episode was such and such?
That question is all the way wrong.
Okay.
Well, they probably don't get the answers right. They don't know.
Yeah.
But they get the merchandise out.
Somebody going to be under there. Well, technically.
Yeah.
They know everything about us.
That's scary, right?
They got some pictures of Nav in an Easter suit when he was about 8.
They got Nav in an Easter suit? You ain't tell us about the Easter play?
They got throwback pictures of us, everything. They got pictures of Chico with hair.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They
I don't have no throwback pictures. I'm like a vampire.
They took my ass out by my turtleneck, though.
Yeah, man.
They said I was dressed like Snoop Dogg when he went to the Red Table Talk.
Damn. They be on your ass now. You ain't shit.
Oh, man, boy. Y'all nigga funny ass. Oh, hey, what the boy driver said one more time, bro?
Cut up! Y'all sit down that day!
And you repeat everything.
Cut up! Y'all sit down that day!
I do that shit all the way to school.
Terrible.
Bro, you know the worst thing when your parents gotta come talk to the teacher and you sitting there looking stupid and full like you don't know shit the teacher talking about? Like, I don't do none of that. Man. I remember my dad said one time, so you telling me the teacher lying on you? I looked at her and looked at my dad. Said,
absolutely.
Hey, bitch, I gotta go home with them, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Man. Your parents would ride for you too, but be so mad when
they find out. Now, if I go to
this
school,
they'll ride for you and be like, my son doesn't lie. And you be sitting there like, most of the time. Yeah.
Can't take this one though.
She find out you was lying. You maybe go down there.
I knew my dad would fuck them when he was calling at the schoolhouse. Now, if I go to this schoolhouse, and nigga, it's not a house. Nigga, it's a fucking building. That way you fucking up at all the top.
In this school house.
And nigga, you know I'm lying. You so come on.
Man.
That teacher ain't got no reason to lie on you. She got her education already.
What do you have? Man, hey, on your
That's
ass.
Your problem now. You think you're too grown. But I'm finna make you start going to bed early. You can put that game up too. Hey, you finna put that game up too. You heard what I said? You finna put that game up. Go in your room and unhook that game.
And put it in my room.
Oh God.
Put it in my room.
Take that game in my room.
You can't get that motherfucker back so they got company.
Man,
go get that game so y'all can get out of here with all the grown folks
right
in here.
Right. Oh, man.
How we all had the same life?
Because we was all fucking up at some point.
They got tired of you bringing that game in there. Hey, look at me. Don't touch it.
And that game better be right where I left it.
that damn game. We ought to come out with a console and call it that damn game.
Play all the old games.
Bro, I remember my dad, he told me my game was the reason why his TV was fucking up in the living room. So don't look it up no more.
Motherfucker, now we still in cable. That's why this shit keep fucking up in the living room.
That damn picture ain't played right since y'all took the game off. That's the biggest lie in the black community.
Right, the game. That game the was going to
mess the TV
up. Oh my goodness.
That damn game.
Now, they say some bullshit. Now this TV ain't meant for nothing to be hooked up to.
What? What? It's an old motherfucker RHL hook in the back of this motherfucker. This TV is perfect.
This ain't that kind of TV. This ain't one of them TVs where you just be hooking stuff up to.
Yeah, y'all ain't finna put that game on my TV in there. Take that shit in the back. Wonder why you had no success, nigga. Is you playing on the black and white?
You don't even know.
Nine-inch.
No Mario Red.
Nine-inch TV.
Mario Luigi.
Oh shit.
Nine-inch.
Square. Oh.
Those were the days.
Man.
Now they got virtual reality. You got an Oculus?
No, you got one.
Hell yeah.
You boxing?
Oh man, I was on the other day whooping the shit out of somebody.
That's all I want. I don't know what else they got for you.
You got a bag.
Oh, you use that type of shit to buy yourself, but you use it.
I bought him one and I bought me one.
So
you can go to the metaverse on the Oculus?
I don't know yet.
You can go, dog. Tell somebody you want to go.
I'm still taking it step by step. You know I done watched a little porno on there. You can look all up in the room, bro. All back here, everything.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Why you want to see the room?
You see all that shit, man.
But you don't see the cameraman.
No, I'm just saying. Because
if you saw the cameraman, how you seen behind him with no camera?
I'm just saying, if you look back, some of them you might be able to, but it's just like.
He wave at you when you're looking back there.
Yeah, like, if they can't see you,
nobody
you
said, just... Pornos would not make like you turn around here, my man.
That's what it's like. It's like watching, like, you know, you watch a YouTube video, but it's like, now you can see that shit everywhere. You're like, God damn, you can see all this shit up there. That shit crazy.
It was... Oh, all right. It's made for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's dope. They got games. They got, you could work out. You could watch. It is like you could actually be there. Like, nigga, you can go to performances. Say, for instance, you want to watch like that Shaolin monk shit. Nigga, they like, it's two rows, nigga. So you can see the shit right there. Like if you would have actually went there and bought a ticket. Yeah. Man, I went to fucking Egypt at the pyramids. See, Cat got one.
I'm
Cat
scared
probably
of.
Be doing some other
shit. That
shit
ain't even high.
I'm scared of
it. Yeah, get one.
Mm-mm.
Ain't shit to be scared of.
Yeah. Everybody gonna be strapped to that bitch and living in the.
I'm gonna be in that bitch good body. By then. I'll be knocking motherfuckers out with the right controller.
Lay out, hold on. Think about your bus driver, bro.
Don't sit down back there. Don't make me come back there. You know your big ass can't come back here.
The family gonna hate you low.
I'm scared your grandmama on you. I'm scared your grandmama too.
You had some big cousins on the bus.
Hey, man, they was leaving. I wish I would have said it before she left. She would have damn sure told you. That's all I used to do, man. I used to talk so much shit on the bus.
Damn. Shit talking lost.
We had the only bus with the, you know how sometimes you get on the bus and at the back of the bus, it had them two speakers on the side?
Uh-huh.
Our bus actually had the radio still in it. So we used to ride to school in the morning. Like bus 31 always was the bus with the radio. Some motherfucker used to pull up at the school and be playing music. On the bus.
Whatever on the radio station.
Yeah.
The bus driver banged some tapes.
Yeah, man.
The way you
man.
Getting a nigga a hard time, he played the radio.
So what? I still was going to talk shit, whoever it was. Then we had, one time we had an old ass bus driver and Mr. Wilson. Nigga was crazy as hell. He used to try to get me a signed seat and shit.
Oh, niggas ain't going for that.
Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. I was always in the last seat. That was my seat. Not even the big seat, that little stupid ass seat.
With the hump?
Now that little one that's like a half a seat.
Oh, by the wheel?
Yeah, like the very last seat on the
in
bus.
The back.
Oh, yeah,
when it
yeah.
Run out of rows and
yeah, right. That was my seat.
Oh. So the window. So you can go out that little door.
Yeah. That was my shit.
That shit like when the teacher move your seat in the classroom. Hey, bitch, I'm the man in the motherfucker.
Man, my goofy teacher gonna move my desk. Say this, her desk, right?
She put you right there by
she her. Gonna put me right here at the end of her motherfucking desk. Like, that's gonna stop me.
Which way you was facing?
Like,
because the teacher did that to me, but she had me facing the class.
It would just be like say this, like, you sitting right here. This the desk, and then my desk was right pushed to the end of her desk. Trying to make me look like I'm Hannibal Lecter in this motherfucker.
Make an example out of it.
Like I'm the worst student,
move
man.
Your desk up here.
Hey, keep acting up. Your desk gonna be what Carlos' desk is. And so you was me your threat.
Motherfucker, this shit lit up, bro.
School was a motherfucker.
That shit changed now, though. Nowadays, these students, they ain't got shit to be scared of.
I wonder where I would be in life if I still had to drink chocolate milk every day.
You didn't have to. But when you leave the choice up to a kid,
yeah,
that shouldn't even be an option.
I'm just saying, what if I would have just kept that going?
With every meal, you drinking chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
You might have probably expired.
Nigga eating lasagna, salad, and a chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
I feel like chocolate milk is more likely to go bad because it doesn't get bought as much.
In like school, you had to drink chocolate. If you just drunk vanilla milk, like regular milk.
You was a killer.
Yeah, ain't no goddamn way you could drink regular milk.
I want one of the juices, even with the little nasty stuff at the bottom.
Oh yeah, one of them grape orange, mm-hmm. Them type of
give
shit.
Give me a little juice.
When the flimsy carton.
Yeah. Give me a little juice. I take the juice.
That was a ghetto ass juice too, man. Mm-hmm. Cause they always had like the fruit on there doing some weird shit. It'd be like an orange driving a station wagon or some shit. The fuck is this
what
orange?
What they got to do with the drink?
The grape juice nigga just in front of the liquor store. What the fuck is this light behind the grape? Hey, man, we got to get the fuck out of here. We've been just talking random shit for about 2 hours, man.
Oh, this was, yeah, randomizer.
This shit went by so quick.
Swiftly. These lights whooping our ass, too, a little bit.
We cooked.
Yeah. We baked and baked. Twice baked.
Y'all had access, them.
Yeah. You went in there?
A couple times. I remember one time, no lie.
I liked it. I'm sorry.
We ain't got in trouble. This nigga like, man, I ain't doing ISS. Might as well just send me home. I had that same approach.
That'd be the worst.
Man, my mama said, his ass will be in ISS. He is not coming home.
Right.
I had to go to that shit for TARDIS.
That motherfucking cold.
TARDIS.
Y'all ISS was cold?
Hell yeah. Nigga be in that bitch with a t-shirt on like this, nigga.
With
shit was a
down.
Dungeon,
nigga
yeah.
Nigga be in that bitch like this.
Little death separated and
right.
Shit.
Can't put your head down. Freezing in that bitch.
Nigga be happy for somebody coming there to bring you some work.
Man, they changed the tardy policy. Like you used to be able to be tardy for every class 5 times. Mm-hmm. Or 6, something like that. Before you get detention. And then they made it 5 altogether from all the classes.
All the classes combined.
So we went from 20 to like 5. Cause motherfucker used to just
chilling
go to class home, whenever the fuck, man. Like nigga, I got 5 tardies, and they about to slide over. As long as you don't get the 6th one, you straight. But then once they made it fucking 5, after 3 you get a warning. Mm-hmm. you get 30-minute detention. After 4, you get like 30-minute detention. Then you could do fuck. Because you could do 30-minute detention and still goddamn catch the bus.
Oh.
But hell, you get that hour detention.
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
You gotta walk home.
Hell yeah, you gotta walk home.
Now, detention made sure they started as soon as the bus was pulling off. They made sure they wouldn't give you no hope of going home.
Shit don't start at 3:05.
You know it doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Don't be there in 3:05. Over with.
They ain't even have detention at one school. Them teachers weren't staying late. They didn't even take your ass to the office.
The motherfuckers who did like the ISS and the detention, that was all they did.
Cool ass little job. They let football asshole. Coach do ISS at our school. So he ain't.
Cause they don't know shit now that we grown.
Yeah. At every school.
Football coaches don't know shit.
He's some kind of coach, this motherfucker here.
That nigga in there chilling. Talking to other teachers, you might look back. Hey, turn around. You know when you an ISS, bro, you look for any kind of entertainment.
Right, right.
The teacher done stopped by that. Yeah, we got a room full of them today. I don't know why they think it's a they think it's a joke in here. Hey! You ain't got no homework? You need to be working on that.
Don't you have something you need to be doing?
Instead of watching us.
Why your ass in here now?
No teacher, when you get that one teacher who try to show out in front of other teachers, shit.
But the crazy part, somebody be like, look, if you get in there and you start talking to Ms. Watson, y'all gonna get out of there early. Soon as they get through talking, he gonna let you go.
Right.
School.
Nigga couldn't even go to the lunchroom, nigga. They brought the lunch to you.
Oh, he had to go get it and bring it back. Early.
Nah, nigga, they made us go to lunch in ISS and sit there at the ISS table.
Wow, other people's in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Well, that would have been lit, though. At least you could see nobody.
No, it wouldn't, nigga. It feel like you in jail when your friends see you with that group, because you got to stay with the group.
Oh, yeah, you can't even really speak.
Fuck, man. Nigga walking by like, nigga, we see you out here, nigga. You want the milk? Hell yeah. Send my snacks up, man. Send me mad fruit juices, water. Whatever,
B.
Man. Apples, oranges, anything.
I'm hungry, B. Up, B.
It's cold out there, man.
Yo, son, slap me them Doritos, son. I'm going to take that and put that right here, man.
Don't slap me.
Niggas do everything bro. Just so the bag won't be crunching. Nigga take the Doritos and put them on the notebook paper, have them in the desk.
Nigga used to put chips on a piece of paper when they give you some chips.
That's crazy.
We was some fucking savages, dog.
That's dog, that was, it's because we had too many rules, man. Now they don't got all them rules no more. Motherfucker used to take your drink.
You can have a snack now at school.
Hell yeah.
My blood sugar's low. That's what you, you get.
You had your phone and everything.
Man, yeah. What? One day I thought my little girl didn't go to school, how she was texting me.
Where are you?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm at school. They just working off the iPad anyway.
Shit, different as fuck, man.
Now we're parents.
Oh, parentheses.
Yeah, parental units.
I'm a dad.
We all are.
Your child didn't start school yet. You still like you in that.
Oh, he started school.
Daycare?
No, I'm teaching. He had ISS earlier. He was in ISS earlier. Turn around. What are you looking at?
What he had did, Clay?
Huh?
What he did?
Nothing, man. He can't do no wrong. He slapped people all in their face, headbutt people. We just let it ride.
hey, you're a baby.
Oh, man, he a baby. But the slaps be at times when he like, oh, okay. Like, sometimes you might be trying to sing along to a song, he'll just pop you in the mouth, like.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't for you.
Yeah, bah. Like, yeah. He'll look at you.
Damn. Man, we gotta get the fuck out of here, man.
We been out of here.
Yeah. It's time to go.
This was like the outro.
The outro to the album? What album?
This was the intro.
First quarter, 2022. How's it treating you? We out of here? We better
first quarter was gorgeous, man.
Oh yeah, we still in the first.
Yeah, man. Right? But we score, just wait.
The score look amazing.
Oh, we yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to do some numbers. Just we just waiting on the stock market and shit to go back up.
Oh man. Oh, look, it'll correct itself.
When we get out here, bro, what my picture that had fell off the wall?
We threw it away.
Bro, I'm just hey.
Nah, we threw this shit away. I mean, we gave you a chance. And you showed your ass. So.
This shit crazy, bro.
I mean.
How loyal can a nigga be?
Shit, I mean, it is what it is at this point. Yeah, we had to get rid of that shit, though, man. It wasn't your best.
It wouldn't stay on the wall.
It wasn't your best work.
It kept falling off.
We're going to put the one where you dress like Snoop Dogg on the red table. We got a lot better shit to work
with. Hey, man, you seen a nigga? He had a nigga to put side by side, pink and all, man.
What?
The damn teddy bear.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
They told that nigga like Teddy Ruxpin, nigga.
I didn't realize how accurate it was until they posted that picture.
Teddy Ruxpin looking ass, boy. Yeah, man.
All right, man.
We did it.
We did it. 85 South Show. We out this bitch.
Why you talking about that man, dog?
Cut out, y'all be quiet right
there. That nigga said the family gonna stay. Now you going too far.
You going too far.
You done went too far.
Nah, he ain't here to defend himself.
He ain't here to defend himself. You shouldn't have never brought that up.